我们在天上的父神，我们又能够来到你的面前，一起来敬拜你。
Our Heavenly Father, once again we can come before you to worship.
主，这是你赐给你每个儿女的福分。
This is the blessing you have given to each one of us.
主，透过我们的敬拜，我们可以更多的认识主，可以亲近主。
Through our worship, we can know you better and be nearing you.
我们可以更多的知道主你教导我们的真理。
Where can you know more about the truths you've been teaching us?
天父，就求主你的圣灵引导我们的敬拜。
May your spirit will lead our worship today.
主，引导我们能够明白你的话语。
Lead us so we may understand your words.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们每个人都经历过等候。
We all have experienced the waiting.
那么等候呢？是等候是否得到一份工作的通知
？We wait for the wage.
那么等候对学生们来说，等候你的 ACT 或者 SAT 的成绩。
So the students wait for the scores from their SAT.
或者等候你的大学的录取通知书。
Or waiting for the An announcement that you enter the college,
或者等候一份工作是不是能够提供给你，或者等候一份新工作
，Are you waiting for a new job?
或者等候一个你的身体检查报告
，Are waiting for the report of your physical exam?
那么等等，我们还可以其实举出很多这些等候的这些例子来。
We have many many examples for waiting.
那么我们刚才读的信息。那么是主的门徒亲眼目睹了主的复活升天。
The passage we just read that his disciples has witnessed his resurrection.
那么听了主对他们的最后的教训以后
，After they have heard the teaching, the last teaching from the Lord.
那么在等候圣灵降临的过程中发生的一些事情。
And this is a thing that happened in the During the period, they're waiting for the Holy Spirit.
那么我们作为基督徒，那么我们在等待的过程中应该做些什么呢
？So as a Christian, what should we do while we are waiting?
或者我们当以什么样的态度来等候一件事情的发生呢
？What kind of attitude we should have while waiting for things to happen?
那么盼望通过今天的信息呢，透过门徒等候圣灵降临的表现。
I hope through the way the disciples waited for the Holy Spirit.
我们可以学习到以下几点。
We can learn the following.
我们等候中要在祷告中等候。
We have to wait in prayers.
我们应该在等候中思想和遵行神的话语。
So we should be faithful and consider God's words while we are waiting.
我们也应当在等候中把结果完全交托给神。
We also present all the consequences to God while we wait.
我们先来看第一方面，就是我们要在祷告中来等候。
So the first, waiting in prayers.
那么在我们的信息的第十二节到十四节。
So from verses 12 to verse 14.
那么这里说，有一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，约有安息日走的路程。当下，门徒从那里回到耶路撒冷，进了城，就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、腓利、多马、巴多罗买、多泰、马泰、亚勒菲的儿子雅各、腓瑞达的西门和雅各的儿子。这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的兄弟，那么都同心合意的恳切祷告。
Verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is now near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room.Where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot and Judas the son of James. All this with one accord were devoting themselves to to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brothers.
那么这里的橄榄山呢，它是在耶路撒冷东部的一座山。
So Mount Olivet was the eastern part of Jerusalem.
那么在它的山脚下呢，有我们知道圣经熟悉的克西马尼园和伯大尼这个村庄。
So under the mountain there is a garden called Gethsemane.
那么我们从圣经知道，从特别从福音书知道，那么这里是主耶稣和他的门徒经常居住和祷告的地方。
So this is the place from the Bible we know is the place where Jesus and his disciples often go there and pray.
那么按照犹太人他们的习俗，他们在安息日最远能走的路程就是我们现在所说大约的一公里。
So according to the Jewish custom, the distance they can walk on Sabbath is about a mile.
那么这样也就是说，那么这个从耶路撒冷到这个橄榄山也就大约就是一公里。
So in other words, the distance between Jerusalem and the Mount of Olives is about a mile.
那么早在旧约时代，那么就有先知预言，将来基督第二次再来的时候，他要降临在橄榄山上。
So there was a prophecy that when Jesus comes again, he will come on Mount Olivet.
那么在撒加利亚书的四节，他这样讲，他说那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上，这山必从中间分裂，自东自西成为极大的谷，山的一半向北挪移，一半向南挪移。
So according to Zechariah 14:4, on that day his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives that lies before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west by a very wide valley, so that one half of the mount shall move northward and the other half southward.
那么这里十二节也告诉我们说，主耶稣升天后呢，门徒就从橄榄山回到了耶路撒冷。
So in verse 12, it says, after Jesus' resurrection, his disciples returned to Mount Olivet.
那么我们从路加福音的最后24章50到52节知道，那么耶稣呢，也是在告诉我们耶稣升天时候的一些情景。
So according to Luke, chapter 24, at the end, it shows the circumstance during Jesus' ascension.
那么这里他告诉我们说，耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福，正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，神被带到天上去了，他们就拜他，大大的欢喜，回耶路撒冷去。
Verse 50 and 52.And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy.
所以我们把这些经文放在一起对比，我们就可以得出一个结论来推断，主耶稣就是在橄榄山上与他的门徒最后道别的。
So by reading all this passage, we can conclude Jesus said goodbye to his disciples on Mount Olivet.
他也是在橄榄山上升天回到父神那里的。
He also ascended from Mount Olivet to the Father.
那么其实这也和前面我们看到的天使向门徒宣告的是一致的。
So this is consistent with what the angels proclaimed to the disciples.
所以前面呢，天使告诉这个门徒，他说：“你们借他怎样往天上去，他还要怎么样回来。”
So previously, the angels told the disciples, "You have witnessed how he went up, and the same way he shall return."
那么这里面的意思也就包含了，他从哪里离开，他也可能要回到哪里来。
So it means wherever he left, there he shall return.
那么这里面我们也看到，主耶稣在橄榄山升天后。
Here we can see after Jesus' ascension from Mount Olive.
除了十一位使徒在场的，还有他的母亲和他的这些弟兄。
Other than the 11 disciples, there's his brothers and his mother.
还有几位其他的妇女。
There's several other women.
那么这个里面也提到说巴多罗麦。那么巴多罗麦呢，他在约翰福音里面叫做是拿单业。
So there was a name, Bartholomew, is also called Jonathan.
那么在十二门徒里面中呢，我们知道是有两个西门，两个雅各，两个犹大。
There are two James and two Jacob and two Simons.
那么前面那两个西门跟雅各我们能知道，但是有好多时候我们不区分不了后面这个两个犹大。
We have trouble distinguish the two Judas, but we have no trouble with the James and the Simons.
那么这个雅各的儿子犹大在马太福音和马可福音中被称为叫达太。
So the Judas in was son of James, according to Matthew and Mark.
Yeah.
Their name was Judah.
那么这个另一个犹大就是加略人犹大，就是出卖主耶稣的这个犹大。
The other ones, and is the one who betrayed our Lord Jesus.
那么这些门徒呢，他们都是领受了主耶稣最后的教训。
Those are the people who have received the last teachings.
那么要他们等候圣灵的降临。
They were told to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那么要他们得着能力后，从耶路撒冷向全地来传讲福音，来为主做见证。
So after they receive the strength, they can go make the disciples of the world and spread the gospel.
那么这些门徒们，他们离开橄榄山后，他们并没有各自散去，马上投入他们自己的工作。
So those disciples, after returning from Mount Olive, they did not depart to return to their work.
而是一起来到一个地方，同心合意，恒切地祷告。
So they came to the same place and devote themselves to prayer.
那么这个地方呢，也有解经家说，这可能就是主耶稣跟门徒最后的晚餐所聚集的地方。
So according to the theologians, this is the same place where the Last Supper took place.
那么弟兄姐妹们，那么当我们在等候一件事情的时候
，So as we are waiting for a thing,
我们可能只是盼望这件事情按我们的愿望来发生。
Maybe we just wait and hope that will happen according to our desires.
我们觉得自己好像没什么能够做的。
There's nothing we can do.
此时我们不要忘了，我们要继续，就像门徒他们一样，要恒切的祷告。
But we should not forget. We should be just like the disciples. We should devote ourselves to prayer.
那么这是我们对神的真正的信靠。
So this is our trust in our God.
那么并且在祷告中呢，我们可以培养我们的忍耐。
Through prayer, we can develop patience.
我们可以消除我们的担心或者是疑惑。
We can overcome our worries and caring.
那么这些门徒们，他们知道主耶稣离开他们了，他们也听信主耶稣给他们的教导，但是他们心中肯定也有好多的担心还有疑惑。
So those disciples, they know the teaching, but they also could have worries and doubts in their hearts.
所以他们继续聚在一起来祷告，继续来彼此的求神。
So they continue to pray and seeking God.
那么我们现在，我们也是都在盼望我们教会的复兴。
We all hope that our church may have a revival.
那我们都在想各样的方法，提供各样的建议。
We have many suggestions or ways of revival.
那么其实这些都是非常好的。
These are all good.
但是呢，最重要的是我们要同时付上我们的代价。
But the most important, we have to pay a cost.
要恒切的为着教会的复兴，我们来恒切的要祷告。
So we should pray for the revival of the church.
那么只有神的工作在每个人心中动工，我们的才可能会有复兴。
We can only have revival when God's work in each one of us.
所以我们就求神能够亲自在我们教会中动工。
May God work in our church.
那么在每一位弟兄姐妹的心中来工作。
And will work in every one's heart.
那么感动我们每一位弟兄姐妹爱主和彼此相爱的心。
So it could move us to have a love for the Lord and the love for one another.
我们一同能够来复兴神的教会。
So we can together revive the church.
那么门徒在等候圣灵降临的时候，除了恒切祷告，他们也在做另一件事情。
Besides their praying, they did another thing.
那么这就是我们下面要讲，他们还在思想，还在遵行神的话语。
They were still thinking and obeying God's words.
那我们现在我们看十五节，说那时有许多人聚会，约有120名，彼得就在弟兄中间站起来。
Verse 15. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers. The company of persons was in all about 120.
那么这里面主耶稣我们知道是他是在七日的第一日从死里复活的。
We know that Jesus resurrected on the first day of the seven.
那么从那一天到五旬节圣灵降临，整整是50天。
So from that day to the day the Holy Spirit came was 50 days.
那么从上一次的信息我们知道，主耶稣从复活到升天有40天在地上和门徒显现。
So we know from last message, there were 40 days when Jesus was on the earth while after his resurrection.
也就是说从主耶稣升天离开门徒到五旬节圣灵降临，中间是10天的时间。
Thus, there are 10 days between the coming of the Holy Spirit and the day that Jesus ascended.
所以这里面的那时，也就是指这10天中的某一天。这里面那时这个地方，这个那时就是10天中的某一天，我们不知道是哪天。
某一天。So now it's basically talking just one day of the ten, and we don't know which day it meant.
那么他们聚会的时候呢，彼得就想起旧约中关于弥赛亚的预言。
So during those days, they thought about a prophecy of Isaiah.
所以他就站起来和众门徒来分享，来讲解给他们听。
So Peter stood up and explained and taught the brothers.
那么在16节到20节，那么这里呢，就是彼得给他们讲解他所从以赛亚，他所从这个旧约诗篇中所领受到的神的教导。
So from verse 16 to 20 is what Peter learned from the Bible.
那么使徒彼得这里引用了大卫的诗篇中的预言。
And Peter quoted the one of the Psalm of David.
那么证明加略人犹大的麦主和他的蚕食。
So which prophesies that the betrayal of Judah and his disastrous death.
以及犹大的这个使徒的身份被取代。
And also we know that the discipleship of Judah was replaced.
是早已在圣经旧约就得到了预言的。
This was already prophesied in the Old Testament.
那么这就是在经文里面的这个第二十节还有第二十节。
This is verse 20.
那么这里面它其实包括诗篇中的两个部分。
There are two parts of the psalm.
那么在诗篇69篇20节。他这样讲，他说：“愿他们的住处变为荒场，愿他们的帐篷无人居住。”
So that's Psalm 69, verse 20. May their camp be a desolation. Let no one dwell in their tents.
而在109篇的八节，他这儿说，愿他的年日短少，愿别人得他的职分。
Verse 8 of 109. May his days be few. May another take his office.
那么这些预言呢，都是神启示大卫讲出来的。
Those were the words that David was inspired by God.
所以这些都是神的旨意，所以呢，必然会要得到应验。
So those are God's will, therefore they will be fulfilled.
那么卖主的犹大，他的死呢，和这个血田这个里面，他的由来是记载在马太福音的27:5-7.
So the death and also the blood field of Judah was recorded in Matthew chapter 27.
那么这里说，犹大就把那银钱丢在店里。出去吊死了。祭司长拾起银钱来说：“这是血价，不可放在库里。”他们商议，就用那银钱买了摇户的一块田，为要埋葬外乡人。
Matthew 27 verses 5-7, and throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money." So they took the counsel and bought with them the potter's field as a burial place for strangers.
所以呢，那块地称为血田，那是因为它是用犹大卖主得来的钱买的。
It's called the bloody money because those money came because of Judah's betrayal.
那么主因为犹大的出卖，所以被捉拿后钉死在十字架上。
So because of the betrayal, our Lord was arrested and nailed on the cross.
所以他流了宝血，献上了他自己的生命来救赎我们。
So he gave his life and blood and saved us.
那么彼得从旧约的预言得知。
So Peter learned from the prophecies.
那犹大丢弃的职分需要由另一位门徒来填补。
So the discipleship that deserted by Judah has to be replaced by someone else.
那么这是神的命令或者教训。
This is God's command.
他们听了就要去遵行。
They heard it and they have to obey.
当然，这也是为了应验神透过大卫所讲的预言。
This is also to fulfill the prophecy that was through David, inspired by God.
所以21-22，这就是彼得，那么告诉大家来怎么做。我们看，所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候，就是从约翰施洗约翰起，直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须。从那常与我们作伴的人中，立一位与我们可做耶稣复活的见证。
So in verse 21-22, so one of them who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of this men.Must become with us a witness to his resurrection.
所以这里呢，彼得告诉这些门徒，就说，填补犹大丢弃的使徒职分，要有一个非常有一个必要的条件。
So basically, Peter said there is a basic requirement for the person who can replace Judah.
那么他必须是从主耶稣开始在地上的事工，就是主的门徒。
He has to be a disciple since the beginning of Jesus' ministry on the earth.
并且他亲自见证了主耶稣被钉死在十字架上、复活后显现以及升天的这个过程。
He also has to witness Jesus died on the cross, resurrected, and ascended.
也就是他是一个能够为主耶稣复活做见证的人。
In other words, he can be a witness for Jesus' resurrection.
那么也就是说，传福音为主做见证时，那么主耶稣的复活生，那么这个是这个代替这个犹大这个使徒职分的一个非常关键的条件。
So in other words, when you spread the gospel, you have to be a witness of Jesus' resurrection and to replace Judah.
这样的他才能更能告诉主耶稣的生平是一个什么样子。
Only by this way, he can tell us the life of Jesus on the earth.
他在地上到底做了一些什么事工？
What has his ministry on the earth?
所以如果没有亲自跟随主耶稣，没有亲眼见过，没有亲眼这个见证主耶稣的复活，他是讲不出来。
So if he did not follow Lord Jesus and did not witness his resurrection, he cannot preach.
因为呢，主耶稣如果没有复活，那么他在地上所做的一切，那么和他所经历的一切就没有任何意义了。
If Jesus did not resurrect, all the things he did on the earth would be in vain.
所以我们在传福音或者是给人讲主耶稣的事工的时候，我们一定要不要忘了讲主耶稣死里复活这件事情。
So whenever we preach Jesus' gospel or we talk about the Bible about Jesus, we can never forget to mention his resurrection.
那么其实这也是使徒保罗他在哥林多前书十五章十四节所讲到的。
Go ahead. This is what Paul taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
他说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
So, but if we did not, Jesus was not resurrected, what we preach and what we believe are in vain.
所以呢，基督的复活对我们的救恩还对我们传福音那么都是非常关键的。
So it is a key about Jesus' resurrection in terms of the gospel and our testimony.
那么门徒在等候圣灵降临的时候，仍在思想和遵行神的话语。
So when they are, the disciples are waiting for the Spirit to come, they were thinking God's words.
那么当我们在等候一件事情的时候，是不是也会这样子的呢？
So are we the same way if we are waiting for something?
那么听一位从大听一位大陆的牧师他有这样的分享。
There was one pastor from China had such a sharing.
那么他说他几次被关到监狱。
Many times he was imprisoned.
那么监狱呢又不让带圣经。
And he was not allowed to carry his Bible.
所以他也不知道什么时候能够被释放。
He has no idea when will he be released.
所以他所能做的就是回想他过去所记住的一些经文。
The only thing he can do is remember the verses that he memorized.
来唱他过去所记住的一些赞美神的圣歌。
And he can sing the songs that he used to praise the Lord.
还有就是向监狱的这些犯人和警察来传福音。
And also to preach the gospel to prisoners and guards.
所以他从这些里面，他得到了很大的安慰，也增强了他的信心。
So he received the comfort and strengthened his faith.
所以他每次去监狱就是这样的来度过的。
So that's how he passed the times in prison.
我们谁也不知道明天会发生什么。
We don't know what happens tomorrow.
我们也不能保证事情一定会按我们自己的愿望发生。
We cannot guarantee that things will happen according to our wishes.
但是当我们在等待中思想神的话语的时候，
So while we are waiting and thinking about God's words,
特别是神对信他的儿女的应许的时候，
And also the promise God has for his children,
我们一定会从中得到平安，得到安慰。
We will receive comfort and peace.
那么在以赛亚书的四十一章十节，他有这样的教导。
So from Isaiah 41:10,
他说：“你们不要害怕，因为我与你们同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。”
Isaiah 41:10, Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
那么这是神对他儿女的应许。
This is the promise God has for his children.
那么门徒在等候圣灵降临时，不但祷告、思想和按神的教导去遵行，他们也把发生什么后的结果完全的交托给神。
So when the disciples are waiting for the Holy Spirit, not only they wait in prayer, not only they obey and listen to God's words, they also entrust the results.
那我们看今天最后一部分，就是二十三到二十六节。那我们要把结果来交托给神。
So verse 23 to 26, where we trust the results to God.
那么这里面的两个人，一个是巴拿。巴沙巴，一个是这个马提亚。
So there are two people. One is Matthias, and the other one who is Barabbas, also called Justus.
那么巴沙巴呢，是约瑟的这个家族名，或者也就是他的姓氏。
The name of Barabbas was his family name.
他的意思是安息日之子。
The word is son of.Sabbath.
那么优士东呢，他是约瑟的一个拉丁名字。
So Justus is a Latin name.
那么这里面的马提亚，他的意思是神的礼物。
Matthias is a name means a gift from God.
那么当时呢，这里说在场的大约有120位门徒。
There's about 120 people there, believers.
那么这些门徒呢，先是从他们中间来推举这两位符合彼得所说的条件。
They first elect these two that qualifies according to Peter's conditions.
那么就是约瑟跟马提亚。
So that was Joseph and Matthias.
那么这里我们看到他们并没有说投票来选举。
They did not vote.By a casting ballot,
而是一起来祷告。
They prayed.
那么最后呢，是用撤切的方式来交托给神，来做最后的决定。
So the final way they of them is by casting lots.
那为什么这样讲？因为在箴言的十六章三十三节，他这样说：“他说，签放在怀里，定是由耶和华。”
Because the proverb 16 says the lot is cast into the lap, but its very decision is from God.
那么也就是说，谁来填补犹大丢弃的这个使徒职分，不是门徒他们自行决定的。
In other word, the believers cannot decide who will replace Judah.
而是神透过撤迁的方式来亲自拣选的。
So God will choose through lot.
那么撤迁呢，它是旧约中经常用来寻找神的旨意的一种方式。
In the Old Testament, casting lot is often used as seeking God's will.
那么有时候祭司用撤迁的方式，比如说亚龙，他也用撤迁的方用这个方式。
We know the priest can use it, and for example, Aaron did it.
那么旧约中还有别的好多的时候用撤迁来决定某一个人来能不能做某一件事情。
So there are many other examples using lot decide who does what.
或者从一群人中撤出某一个人，是不是他做了某一件事情？或者从撤迁用撤一群人里面，是不是？某一些人 做了某一件事情来判断是谁做了这件事情
or is to decide among a group of people who did or commit a crime
那么撤迁呢，在新约中只有两处使用撤迁的方式。
There are only two places in the New Testament that use the lotting.
那么这都是在圣灵降临之前使用的。
This all happened before thecoming of the Holy Spirit.
那么这里用了一次撤迁，另一次是当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，那些兵丁用撤迁的方式来这个 来这个封主耶稣的衣服。
So the other one was when Jesus was on the cross, the Roman soldiers cast a lot to decide who would take Jesus' garments.
那么一些解经家教就是为什么这个圣灵降临以后就新约中就再没有使用撤迁。
So why after the coming of Holy Spirit, people no longer using lot?
那么因为呢，在圣灵降临之前，那么人们用撤迁是因为圣灵还没有住在人们的心里。
Because before the Holy Spirit comes, we don't have the Spirit indwelling in us.
而现在呢，圣灵已经降临。那么我们圣徒每个圣徒里面有圣灵在居住。
So after the coming, we have the Spirit dwelling inside of us.
所以在新约中，圣灵降临之后，做一些决定、判断，那么就是透过祷告和选举来做出最后的决定。
So that's why, after the Holy Spirit came down, we can pray to the Spirit and decide.
那么这里说犹大去了，犹大往自己的地方去了。
It says that Judah went to his own place.
那么他的意思就是他最后的去处和那其他十位门徒是去了不同的地方。
In other words, Judah went to a place that different from all the other disciples.
那么犹大呢，其实表面上我们知道他是主耶稣的跟随者。
We know that on the surface, Judah was a follower of Jesus.
那么实际上他是主的仇敌。
And actually, he is an enemy.
我们当然知道主的跟随者、主的儿女、主的门徒跟主的仇敌，他们所去最终去的地方是不一，肯定是不一样的。
So obviously, the final destination for God's Lord's followers and His enemies are different.
那么主的儿女，那么跟随主的，最终是要跟主同。在新天新地永远的同在。
So God's children will be with him in the new heaven and new earth.
而主的仇敌最终都要被扔到这个地狱硫磺的火湖里。
So the enemies will in the eternal burning place.
那我们看到门徒都在等候圣灵的降临。
So we know all the disciples are waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那么在等候的过程中呢，使徒彼得就通过大卫在诗篇中的预言知道。
So through the process of waiting, Peter through the promise, prophecies of David's son.
需要有一位门徒来替代犹大死去的位分。
So they know we need one believer to replace Judah.
但他们并没有集体来决定。
They did not decide themselves.
而是把结果交托给神。
They entrust their results to God.
那么这是他们对神的完全信靠和顺服。
So this shows their complete trust and obedience to God.
那么当我们在等候一件事情的时候，
as we're waiting for something,
我们很少祷告。
We rarely pray.
所以把这个结果了交托给神。
To trust God with the results.
我们总是想让神事情的结果按照我们的愿望实现。
We always want the things to happen according to our wishes.
那如果没有达到我们的意愿时，我们可能就会沮丧，就会失望。
If that doesn't happen to us, we will be discouraged.
那么但是呢，圣经中它告诉我们，我们应该是完全来依靠神。
But the Bible teaches us we should trust on God.
那么在诗篇三十七篇五节，他这样教导我们，他说：“将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。”
According to Psalm 37, verse 5, it says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him.” And he will act.
那么这里面的成全，它不一定是按我们的意愿来实现。
So it basically tells us may not occur as the way we wished.
而是它必按神的旨意来成就。
We'll do it according to God's will.
而成就的结果必然是对我们有好处的。
And the result would be good for us.
我们可能现在不知道，但是神让我们将来一定会明白。
Maybe we do not know now. In the future, we will understand.
那么今天的信息呢，是继续了主耶稣复活升天以后。
Today's passage continues after Jesus' ascension.
那么门徒聚集等候圣灵降临时发生的事。
The things that happened during the period the disciples are waiting.
那么如果我们把路加福音跟使徒行传放在一起来看。
If we read the book of Acts and Luke together.
那么主耶稣第一次来到这个世界，同时也是把神的国度带到了这个世界。
So when Jesus came, he brought his kingdom too.
那么他三年半在地上的事工。
His ministry on the earth is about 3.5 years.
其实是开启了神的国度在地上的建立。
So he established the beginning of God's kingdom.
那么当他升天以后，他把国度在地上的扩展的工作就交托给了他的门徒。
So after he ascended, the work to expand the kingdom he trusts on the disciples.
那么他又赐下圣灵来带领他们完成这一项特殊的使命。
He also gave us the Holy Spirit to lead them to complete this command.
那么当主耶稣第二次再来的时候，他要在地上完全了成全他的国度。
So when he comes again the second time, he will complete his kingdom on earth.
所以从门徒的身上我们可以看到。
So we can see this from the disciples.
他们在等候圣灵降临时继续同心合一恒切祷告。
As they wait for the Spirit, they devoted with one accord to pray.
他们在等候的过程中继续来思想和忠心神的话语。
They continue to think and be loyal to God's words while they are waiting.
那么他们在决定谁来填补犹大的使徒职分时，他们把结果完全交托给主。
As they decide who shall replace Judah, they turn the results to God.
那么对我们现今的基督徒来说，
For us Christians today,
我们已经有圣灵在你我的里边居住。
We have the Holy Spirit indwelling.
那么圣灵也会继续带领我们来扩展神在地上的国度。
So the Holy Spirit will lead us to expand God's kingdom on earth.
当然我们在我们的生命中，我们还会有许多事情来等候。
There are many things we will be waiting in our lives.
但是我们的最大的盼望就是等候主他的再来。
So the biggest hope we have is for the second coming.
那我们可以一起来思想一下，那么我们用什么态度来等候我们生命中所发生的一切。
So what kind of attitude should we have while we are waiting for all things?
我们当做什么来等候主耶稣基督他的再来？
What should we do as we're waiting for the second coming of the Lord?
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典怜悯，你透过圣经你来启示你自己。
Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. You have revealed us through the Bible of your will.
让我们能够知道主你的救赎的计划。
So that we may know your plan for redemption.
让我们能够知道主你是信实的，你是公义的。
We know that you are faithful and you are righteous.
主你给你儿女的救恩，主你必定会实现。
You have given us your salvation and you will fulfill it.
主，你就透过你的信心，透过我们每日经历主你的恩典，让我们的信心更加的牢固。
So through your promise and our experience with you, so that our faith may be strengthened.
让我们在生命中盼望各样的事情时，让我们能够完全的信靠你。
So we would completely and trust in you as we wait for things.
让我们能够在盼望中继续来等候主你的恩典。
So we continue to wait for your grace.
主，透过我们的祷告，透过我们继续的来遵循你的话语，我们继续的来信靠你。
Through our prayer, through our obedience to your word, We continue to trust in you.
主，你拿着我们心中自己的想法，主，让我们真的把一切的我们的结果，我们都交托给你。
So take away our own thoughts, so that we may wait and give you all our things.
因为主，我们知道你赐给我们的是最美好的。
We know what you have given to us are the best.
让我们够凡事怀着感恩的心来领受你赐给我们的一切。
So that we receive everything with thankful hearts.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.